It's time for today's Daily Devotional. This week we are talking about character, who you are when no one is watching. Scripture comes from Luke 16:10. Whoever can be trusted with very little can also be trusted with much. Have you ever walked into somebody's house unexpectedly? I try not to do that. You probably do too, but it does happen. You know, most people can straighten up the living room in just a few minutes, throw a blanket over a mess, close a few doors, and turn off the lights in rooms that nobody's going to see. But eventually, somebody may open the wrong door. Character kind of works the same way. People usually see the front room, the polished version of us, the nice, sparkly, shiny one. They see the smile and the accomplishments and the social media posts and the church attendance and the public image. And that's all images that we have portrayed. We pick the perfect picture to go online. But God walks through every room. He sees the closets where those attitudes are stored. He sees the kitchen where frustration boils over. He sees the office where shortcuts are taken, and he sees the hidden places where motives lie. Character is not who you pretend to be in public. Character is who you are when nobody is watching, and that can feel uncomfortable, but it's actually pretty freeing because God never asked for a perfect house. He asked for an open door. And throughout Scripture, God continually focused less on outward appearance and more on the condition of the heart. Integrity is choosing what is right, even when there is no applause attached to it. The small decisions matter. Returning the shopping cart, being honest when nobody would know, speaking kindly when stress says otherwise, doing the right thing when the reward is invisible. Those moments quietly build the foundation of your life. And Luke 16 reminds us that faithfulness begins in small places. God isn't preparing you for public moments. He's shaping you for the private ones. So today, instead of asking, what does everybody think of me? Ask yourself, would I live differently if only God could see? Because he already does. And his goal isn't condemnation. It's actually transformation open in every room. He wants an invite to every corner of your life. Let your private life become healthy as your public one. And ask yourself some questions today. Are there areas of my life that I keep closed off from God? Does my private behavior match my public values? And what small act of integrity can I practice today? That's right. Tomorrow we're going to start working on cleaning out our closets. Lord, as we come to you in prayer, thank you for caring about our heart more than our image. Walk through every room of our life and reveal anything that doesn't reflect you. Build integrity inside of us and help us choose what is right, whether anybody notices it or not. Make our character strong in private so that our lives honor you in public. In Jesus' name we pray today. Amen.